Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
Welcome to Day 56 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Everything I Have, God Provided. Romans 11:36 ESV says, "For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen." Romans 11:36 NLT says, "For everything comes from him and exists by his power and is intended for his glory. All glory to him forever. Amen." Our text today is Joshua 24:11 through 13. It reads, "And you went over the Jordan and came to Jericho, and the leaders of Jericho fought against you, and also the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I gave them into your hand, and I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out before you, the two kings of the Amorites. It was not by your sword or by your bow. I gave you a land on which you had not labored, and cities that you had not built, and you dwell in them. You eat the fruit of vineyards and olive orchards that you did not plant." God is always the same, and he never changes. He is forever faithful and a constant giver. As you read the following scriptures, notice that our God is faithful as a provider. Observe how he is the God who gives. Luke 12:24. "Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds?" John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." James 1:17, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." Everything good that we have comes from a God who is faithful to give. In Joshua 24:13, God reminds the nation of Israel that he gave them the land, cities, vineyards, and orchards. He carefully states that they did nothing to receive all that he had blessed them with. Everything they had came from the greatest gift giver, God. David Jackman's commentary gives a great summary of Joshua 24:11 through 13. The final section, verses 11 through 13, brings the hearers up to date with all the victories of conquest, which we have witnessed in this book. The main point of verse 12 is unmistakably clear. "It was not by your sword or by your bow." Of course, their swords and bows were used a great deal, but that was not the reason for their success. These great victories were not achieved by human tactics, skill, or strength. The conquest was entirely due to God's power, as this whole book has made clear. And verse 13 sums it all up. It is all of grace, both the gift of the land and the quality of the gift. Cities, vineyards, orchards, everything they now possessed and enjoyed had been given to them by God. And this is because the Lord is compassionate, full of mercy, and steadfast love, keeping the promises he has made, so that he can be trusted. Indeed, he must be. May the following story remind you of God's provisions, like God reminded the nation of Israel of all that he had provided. In Fresh Wind, Fresh Fire, Jim Cimbala, author and pastor of the Brooklyn Tabernacle, tells the story of the first financial obstacle he faced upon coming to the then tiny church. When the first mortgage payment rolled around at the end of the month, the checking account showed something like $160 in hand, we were going to default right off the bat. How soon would it take to lose the building and be tossed into the street? That Monday, my day off, I remember praying, "Lord, you have to help me. I don't know much, but I do know that we have to pay this mortgage." I went to the church on Tuesday. Well, maybe someone will send some money out of the blue, I told myself. Like what happens so often with George Mueller and his orphanage back in England. He just prayed and a letter or a visitor would arrive to meet his need. The mail came that day, and there was nothing but bills and flyers. Now I was trapped. I went upstairs, sat at my little desk, put my head down and began to cry. "God," I sobbed, "what can I do? We can't even pay the mortgage." That night was the midweek service, and I knew there wouldn't be more than 3 or 4 people attending. The offering would probably be less than $10. How was I going to get through this? I called out to the Lord for a full hour or so. Eventually, I dried my tears, and a new thought came. Wait a minute. Besides the mail slot in the front door, the church also has a post office box. I'll go across the street and see what's there. Surely God will answer my prayer. With renewed confidence, I walked across the street, crossed the post office lobby, and twirled the knob on the little box. I peered inside, and there was nothing. As I stepped back into the sunshine, trucks roared down Atlantic Avenue. If one had flattened me just then, I wouldn't have felt any lower. Was God abandoning us? Was I doing something that displeased him? I trudged wearily back across the street to the little building. As I unlocked the door, I was met with another surprise. There, on the foyer floor, was something that hadn't been there just 3 minutes earlier. A simple white envelope. No address, no stamp, nothing. Just a white envelope. With trembling hands, I opened it to find 2 $50 bills. I began shouting all by myself in the empty church, "God, you came through! You came through! We had $160 in the bank, and with this $100, we can make the mortgage payment." My soul let out a deep hallelujah. What a lesson for a disheartened young pastor. To this day, I don't know where that money came from. I only know it was a sign to me that God was near and faithful. Questions. What verses of Scripture come to mind when you think of God's provision? What do you need as a constant reminder that everything you have, God provided? Take some time today and write God a thank you note for all that He has given you. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for all you give us. Thank you for giving us just what we need, so that we can continue to serve you. I pray today, Lord, that we would be reminded of how we are dependent on you, but that also we would take a moment to be thankful for the ways that you are at work in our lives. In Christ's name, amen.